Good morning to everyone except Pallavi Joshi, that actress as forgettable now as the rupees 1000 note, and her husband Vivek Agnihotri, who displayed the worst of their acting and directing skills in a video for BJP to spin the Rafael deal with the twisted analogy of locks. And also our condolences go out to Somnath Chatterjee, former Lok Sabha Speaker, who was so true and impartial to his job that he had to let go of his party to stay true to his dharma. A lesson for Sumitra Thai and Venkaiah Naidu, but they're probably thick-skinned to let any sense of dharma trickle into them. It is 14th of August, a day before India celebrates its Independence Day, and finally, India has cracked its energy problems. Now, you won't have to get a gas connection or get petrol or diesel filled. Soon, the gas from your Sunday rajma chawal will be enough and able to create gas to cook you a lifetime of chai. If, and it's always an if, the Prime Minister of India is to be believed. He heard of a person who used the gas from the gutter, a utensil and a pipe to start selling and making tea. But don't ask for evidence and proof. You might just be shot at, and that too near the Parliament of India, just days before the Grand Independence Day celebration in broad daylight. And the absconder will just disappear. So let's start with today's auditorial with that gunshot that would alarm any state, but not India, because apparently India is now just for BJP and RSS supporters. At a time when Uttarakhand High Court appointed itself the protector and guardian of cows, it seems like humans have lost the race, at least any human not seen as pro-BJP or Hindutva. At a time when huge cache of arms and ammunitions are being found in what can only be called saffron terrorists, it is hardly surprising that dissenting voices be shut, and that too because of a hate camp against them, orchestrated by voices perpetuated by India's big media, like The Times Now and Republic. JNU research scholar Umar Khalid had a narrow escape when an unidentified assailant shot him from point-blank range at the Constitution Club of India, just 500 meters from the Parliament. Well, luckily, he dodged a bullet on that one. That he was shot in itself should be a concern. The gunman could roam around with a gun around the Parliament area just 2 days before Independence Day celebration, shows the state of internal security. And as for external security, well, it's a far-fetched idea. And there too, the present government is failing us, but Bhakt still be like Modi, Modi, Modi. Well, if you don't believe us about the growing external threats, then here's the story for you about the new Doklam, and it is called Demchok. According to the Times of India, Chinese People's Liberation Army troops intruded around 300 to 400 meters inside the Demchok sector of eastern Ladakh and pitched 5 tents there in the latest such incident last month. According to the Times of India, PLA soldiers in the garb of nomads with cattle in tow had intruded into Indian territory in the first week of July and did not retreat despite Indian troops repeatedly conducting banner drills, that is, showing flags to ask them to go back to their own territory. But Demchok is one of the 23 disputed and sensitive areas identified on the line of actual control, stretching from eastern Ladakh to Arunachal Pradesh. But our defense minister is too busy defending dodgy jet deals and attacking the opposition leader. Well, attacking does come naturally to this government, especially and perhaps only at its opposition, which makes it clearer and clearer that Amit Shah-led BJP is not here to govern the nation but just win elections, by hook or by crook, or at least that's what AAP says. The cabinet ministers of the AAP government on Monday dubbed the Delhi police charge sheet filed in connection with the alleged assault on Chief Secretary Anshu Prakash bogus and said it was another example of a witch hunt by Modi government. The charge sheet in the case, filed by the Delhi police before additional Chief Metropolitan Magistrate Samar Vishal earlier on Monday, named Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and his deputy Manish Sisodia as accused. Prakash was allegedly assaulted during a meeting on Kejriwal's official residence on the 19th of February. The police said the Chief Minister was present when the alleged assault took place. And talking about attacks, Mamata Banerjee, the other leader with Prime Minister ambitions, was angling sarcastic barbs at the BJP by using fish as a Bengali metaphor. Attacking the BJP-led central government over exclusion of 40 lakh people in the final draft of Assam NRC, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Monday accused the Saffron Party of being anti-Bengalis. Taking a swipe at the BJP, the Trinamool Congress chief asked if Hilsa fish, Jamdani sari, Sandesh and Mishti doi, which are originally from Bangladesh, would also be branded as infiltrators or refugees. On from suitable jokes, we move on to unsuitable match fixers or matchmakers, aka Donald Trump. In case you haven't heard, US President Donald Trump allegedly joked he could play matchmaker for Prime Minister Narendra Modi after he was told that Modi has been estranged from his wife for several years, according to a report in the Politico. While studying a map of South Asia to prepare for the meeting, he reportedly called Nepal nipple and Bhutan button and thought they were part of India. Or maybe Akhand Bharat propagandist got to him before a real map of India did. Nonetheless, it would be interesting to know if Trump did try to fix a match which even a paid Tinder account can't buy. And with that, let's move to a quick roundup of international news. Sweden. Sweden saw one of the worst nights of violence in recent history, and police reported multiple gangs of masked youths rampaging across three major Swedish cities, setting cars on fire in what seems like a coordinated attack. Photo shows people dressed in all black fleeing one of the scenes in western Sweden. Meanwhile, Imran Khan, Pakistan's prime minister in waiting, didn't come padded up for his ceremony and had to borrow a waistcoat from an employee of the National Assembly to pose for a photograph for his parliamentary registration card. Maybe the Chinese didn't send the waistcoat this time or in time. But before we leave, we'll leave you with a question that may become an issue soon, depending on if the government is going to answer it or maybe even send an email interview to the Times of India or Hindustan Times. Is China printing the Indian rupee? Well, a report by the South China Morning Post has said that China is printing currencies for the governments of several countries, including India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and Brazil. The Chinese media report quoted a top official of the state-owned banknote printer. And that's all for us for today. We will be back on Thursday after the Independence Day with what the PM says, stirs, or avoids in his speech from the Red Fort. Happy Independence Day in advance and a goodbye from takeapart.in.